Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast. Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hi, guys. This is Teddy Mellencamp, and I'm joined by my friend Emily Simpson for our new spinoff show, Popping Off, where we are digging deep on this season of Vanderpump Rules.
Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Popping Off with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and...
and Emily Simpson, thanks for joining us.
I'm hooked on the Valley. I'm just going to say it.
You know, I am too. And I don't watch reality TV, but I do like the Valley. I do. I like that it's couples. I think that was smart. And I like that every couple is unique and different. It adds a lot of layers and dynamics to the show.
Yeah, I agree. And on that note, we have to make an announcement. We threw in the towel on Vanderpump Villa. We're not doing it. Enough. As Taylor Armstrong would say, we cannot recap it.
No.
We can't. So, to be honest, I cannot even continue watching it. Yeah. Even I have my boundaries when it comes to making money.
She doesn't have a lot of boundaries. And, so
if we put one out there, that's it. And that's no shade to Lisa Vanderpump. It's just not a like the Valley and Vanderpump Rules. We're good
enough.
It's enough. Yeah. Okay. This episode starts with the girls taking a trip to Malibu. Can we talk a little bit about leading up to Malibu, the tension between Brittany and Jax, and how he keeps bringing up her drinking habits?
Yeah, you know, when they showed those flashbacks where he consistently makes rude comments to her, you know, I don't know how much is editing, because I know like the first couple seasons with Shane, they did a really good job of only showing him being a dick, even right. though he can be a dick, but he also has another side. So I don't know if Jax is just always on her case all the time, or if they're just only showing him being on her case all the time.
Because
I mean, knowing that they're separated now. You know,
but also like, yes, sober coach Jax commenting on somebody else's substance intake. It's like, yeah, tell me more. Really?
And I feel like he puts an emphasis on like, well, she's a mom, but it's like, but you're a dad. So like a mom is supposed to act a certain way, but a dad doesn't have to.
And it's fine for a dad to drink in the pool and eat hamburgers with flies all over it, but it's not okay for his wife.
But Brittany will take care of him is what he said. She'll take care of him. So,
but like they, even the flashback to, I guess the last time Brittany came home, like hungover, and you can tell she's like walking outside. I think she's like about to get in the pool or something. And just his face is like one of pure
repulse.
Like,
yeah, I know. It's like, he's like disgusted.
Like, I mean, I'm not going to pretend that, and I would assume Shane is probably the same way. Like if there's going to be a, I mean, Shane doesn't drink at all. Edwin doesn't drink very often. So if I am overserved, there are times where I don't think Edwin's looking at me with like the most loving eyes, unless we're, he's about to get to have sex. Then he's excited and he's fine with me being overserved. But there are times where he's like, come on, like it's enough.
Yeah.
But he's not also acting the same way I'm acting.
Right. But does he look at you with disgust?
No, but he'll be like, it's time to go.
Yeah, Shane's like that too. I mean, Shane's like the voice of reason when I have too much tequila. You know, like time to go home, time for you to go to bed, time to take a nappy, time for you to shut up.
But something else Edwin likes to do when I drink too much is the next day he likes to recap all the things.
Does he take video? Because Shane took, the last time I got really sick on tequila and I threw up, he took videos of it.
No. Yes. Thank God he has not done that yet. But now if he's
Had to have the car pull over to the side of the road and I threw up on the side of the road and he got out of the car and just videotaped the entire thing.
But did you put it in a bag and then bring it home and leave it in your driveway Brittany did?
No, I just puked in the street and it just, you know, ran down into a gutter.
Can I have Shane's number so I can get the video?
Absolutely not.
No, Edwin will just be like, I already wake up with anxiety whenever the next day is. Like, no matter, I'm not a thrower upper. I don't tend to be one that throws up. Unfortunately, it would probably help my case if I did. But he'll be like, I'll wake up and be like, I have anxiety. Everything was fine last night, right? And he'll be like, well, you did say. Or maybe you hurt so-and-so's feeling. And I'm like, no, just say it was fine. Because then I have to like go do recon and like check in with everybody. And everybody else is like, you were fine. And I'm like, why did you make me worry? But he never throws your mother in my face. But I also am not doing it with my children.
Yeah, I think that's crossing a line. Well, you're a mother. Like a mother has a certain way they're supposed to behave.
Yeah.
I mean, we're moms. We do need a night out every once in a while.
Well, I mean, Edwin did say you're a mother type comment to me, not about drinking, but Dove's about to join a new preschool and they have this, and it's like for pre-K. So she's leaving preschool, going into pre-K, and they have their like tuition schedule. And then it says like, if you're willing to do this many hours of the bake sale or this many hours.
You don't have to pay, right?
Right. So Edwin on a group text with our like accountant guy that like pays our stuff is like, well, that's up to Teddy. And I was like, ha ha ha, you're funny. Like you're just as capable to host the bake sale as I am.
Right.
So no, that's really on you too, buddy. Like don't like that's on Teddy me. Right. Now.
You mean like that's not only a mom job. Like that is a mom and dad job.
We both have multiple jobs. We both are always working and traveling. Like, no, don't just put that's on Teddy. No, that's on us. I can commit to 5 hours.
I just write the check.
Also, I'm like, I can't think of anything worse than doing that many hours trying to sell candy, like, or whatever it may be. I was like, listen, I'm excited for her to go to the school, but at the end of the day, it's cheaper just to pay it.
Yeah.
And other moms that are probably going to be more liked to sell it.
Yeah. No, I know. Haven't they heard about you?
Yeah. And plus, the moms that put like their kids, like Girl Scout cookies for sale on their Instagram, they get eaten alive. Like, you have all the money in the world. Why wouldn't you just pay for the blah, blah, blah? Like, I forgot who did it. Maybe it was like Hillary Duff or Jenna Dewan or like one of those really likable people.
Yes.
Did one of those things on their kids. And I just saw the comments of everyone like, that's rich coming from you. And it's like, no, you want us to go door to door selling these candies?
Okay, get back to the recap.
Fine. It's just, this just happened today. It's fresh for me. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Kristen thinks she may be pregnant. Michelle doesn't want Kristen to be pregnant because they don't, Michelle's quote, they don't need more of her around.
That was so shady.
I was like, but yeah, they need a lot more Jessies.
Right. I was like, okay. That was rude. Like, you should never reproduce.
Also, do you agree that Kristen is an empath?
You know, I don't feel like I know Kristen well enough to say if she's an empath or not. I mean, they did the whole flashback collage of her being, I don't know, crazy or fighting or arguing or whatever. But I love everyone's reaction at the table to her saying she's an empath. Clearly, no one sitting at that table agreed with her. But no one said anything. I was waiting for someone to call her out, but nobody said anything.
No, everybody was just like,
yeah, it was just like all the strange looks and eye rolling. And I was like, is anyone going to say anything? Okay.
But I also think there's a difference between being an empath and somebody that can read the energy of when somebody's upset at them. Like, I think maybe what she means is she, at that moment, probably particularly because I think half of them were upset with her.
Yeah.
She could feel that energy and it makes her nervous.
So being nervous makes her an empath.
Well, knowing that people are mad at you.
Being in an awkward situation at a table made her an empath.
But I would say there are some people, I'm sure there's people that you film with that should feel awkward in a moment and don't know to feel awkward.
Probably.
Right? Like, there are some people that are just sit right down like everything's great and really it's not so great.
Yeah, I could think of a few.
Yeah.
Maybe one.
Yeah, I was thinking the same. But then Nia, I really felt for Nia this episode.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you could tell that she's in a very difficult space. Did you ever have postpartum depression?
I had postpartum anxiety, and which can led to like some depression, mm-hmm. but like kind of even the way that Sheena talks about the planning and that kind of thing, I would obsess about what my days would be when I had two little kids mm-hmm. and like how we were going to fill the days. And if I didn't know how I was going to fill the day, like I would obsess to the point where I'm like, you don't need to go to 45 things with your kids every day. Like, just mm-hmm. be. And I was really struggling just being.
Yeah.
And it made other people around me crazy because I couldn't just be. And then, but I don't think I was very emotional in front of other people, and I probably should have been, because mm-hmm. then maybe I could have gotten help quicker for it.
Yeah. Well, then I guess you would say it's good that she's talking about it and opening up. She's talking to her friends about it. She's talking to her husband about it. And he seems very empathetic. Like, I enjoyed the interaction between the two of them, because even though Shane is a great husband, I wouldn't say that he would like wipe tears from my face, you know?
Right.
He doesn't have that kind of softness to him. I feel like he would listen and then he'd be like, well, I hope that works out for you. And then he would walk away.
Yeah. I mean, I think Danny realized real quick when he was like, Danny thought he was in having a being funny moment. And he's like, what? No dinner on the table for the husband. Yeah. And then yeah. Nia's like, and he's like, shit, go back. This is not the time for jokes.
No, right.
And sometimes when you are feeling that way, it's not the time for jokes, especially right. from your husband.
Absolutely.
But it, I don't remember a time where we've really seen somebody on one of these shows kind of show it in such a raw way. Mm-hmm.
And can we also talk about how pretty she looks while
all the time?
It's like, while she has, you know, this depression and she has this postpartum issue and she has three small children and her condo looks cramped, and yet she's like glowing and beautiful.
I know. And
damn her.
But also like the amount of pressure that she's probably putting on herself to be perfect. And clearly, I mean, as great of a husband Danny is, every single time Nia is away from Danny, he needs her back, and he needs her back ASAP.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about that. So when he was texting, and what did the air conditioning have to do with it? Just because it was hot?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I guess the guys are all at the barbecue. They find out Danny can't come because his AC went out.
But why would, if your AC is out, why wouldn't you want to leave? Why would you want to stay there?
Well, I'm guessing this is just a complete guess. I have no idea. My guess is that he didn't have childcare at that point in time. And I would imagine it would be quite difficult for him to leave the house with three, with the twins, who I think are 2 months old, mm-hmm. and a child under two, to go hang out at Jax's house.
I get that. I guess maybe that would have been the excuse, as opposed to my air conditioning doesn't work. I thought maybe he was waiting on like a repairman or something to fix the air conditioning. But then the air conditioning continues not to work, because then he reaches out to her while she's in Malibu having a girls' night. And then he asked her to come home. And did she leave in the middle of the night? Like, how late was it? That's what I want to know.
She left before they all appeared to get pretty hammered and do the dancing.
But it's like dark out, right? Like, they all have pajamas on.
I know. I wonder if the plan was always for her to leave before bedtime, like before they went to sleep, and mm-hmm. just let the other girls sleep there. But clearly, I mean, none of them really wanted to sleep there that bad. Kristen got up at 6 a.m. She had left so quickly. She left her wallet and her phone and all her belongings.
I was like, is she on the run?
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day, and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right. The OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin 4 days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams, available at retailers nationwide and online.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this.
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. Could just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Okay, so the guys are having a barbecue at Jack's and Brittany's while Brittany is away. Jesse says that the couple's therapy is a disaster. I mean, I love his honesty, right?
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't even try to sugarcoat it or anything. Like, we're working on things. Like, we're going to work through it. And he's just like, it's a disaster.
Yeah. He's like, it's an absolute disaster. Then he shares that Michelle applied for an apartment a year ago and told Jesse she was leaving.
My question is, why did she not leave, do you think? I mean, to go through those steps of actually finding an apartment, filling out the application, and then not leaving.
I mean, it could be, there's this new show, The Valley, that point you on as a couple. Oh.
That makes sense. She's like, okay, I'll give it one last shot. Yeah, one last ditch effort. All right.
But I can say, being a realtor or not a realtor, if I were to spend multiple days with another man that was straight at the Chateau Marmont, Edwin,
a famous wealthy man
that they were like, every time they said his name, which we've narrowed down from Twitter that it's either Quentin Tarantino or Michael Bay. I wonder if they're going to, or it could be neither of those people, but I've seen Quentin Tarantino out a lot, but it's never at Chateau Marmont. I see him at the Peninsula. So that made me question, maybe it is Michael Bay, because I don't really go to Chateau Marmont. So who knows?
I feel like now we have to stalk Chateau Marmont.
Now, I mean, we have so many places we need to be all the time. Between Jax's and
the sandwich place.
And Schwartz and Sandy's. I mean, like, the fact that we never want, it's a full day and night outing. We need an adventure.
We should do a road trip podcast.
Oh my gosh, going to all the places.
Yes. Live from this closed sandwich shop.
Live from Jack's Hammered at his self-named bar.
Oh, yes.
Live from where they now serve brunch at Tom Tom.
Live from Chateau Marmont. We have no idea who we're looking for, but we are here.
We are here and we're by the pool looking for a rich director that's friends with an A-list actor.
We have a photo of Michelle we're showing everyone. Do you know this woman? Do you know this woman? Do you know this woman? Do you know this woman?
Oh, it's just so good. But then we're back to Malibu. They're doing a good job of switching back and forth. I'm really wondering, is this actually even the same day? But if it
probably
is,
not.
Yeah, but like, I'm believing it. I'm buying it. But Michelle and Brittany are having a heart-to-heart. I'm like, this heart-to-heart is not. It's hard to ask for advice, marital advice in this group, I would say. Maybe ask Nia.
Especially knowing, like, you know, when Brittany's giving marital advice and you know they're not together anymore, it's hard to take it seriously. But I feel badly for her when she opens up about, like, not having sex for 6 weeks.
But then I think it came out that it's way more than 6 weeks. I think that then it was maybe like a year. I could get this wrong, but I feel like
Like later in the press it came out, not in this episode.
Yeah, like, I think they were fudging the truth a touch with
just say 6 weeks. That sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, later we'll talk about their actual conversation when they get into sexy time. But Michelle says she started to feel the same way she did a year ago when she almost left Jesse. And she feels like it would be happier and healthier for her daughter to see them just co-parenting well together versus together and unhappy. That I do agree with. If you're always fighting. Not that I would feel any differently if I was married to Jesse, but I don't feel like the way she's spoken, she ever was in love with Jesse.
Yeah, because I don't feel like there's a lot of emotion into it. And I feel like if you were actually in love with this person at one point and now you have lost that love and closeness, that you would be more upset by it.
True.
But she doesn't seem to have a lot of emotions about it. It seems very pragmatic when she talks about it. Like, but I was just going to leave him a year ago.
Yeah, like robotic. But it kind of feels like that with every conversation she's had. Like, no wonder Jesse was turned on when she got mad and threw the chair down
at that dinner
because she showed an emotion. I was like, wow. Right.
Yeah. So yeah, maybe she is just very monotone and robotic through life. So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really know either. But then we zip right back to the barbecue after this little pep talk between the two really functional marriages. And the guys are still talking about Jesse and Michelle's relationship. He says Michelle consistently hangs out with the director she met at Chateau Marmont. Jesse not being bothered by it was also...
I find that weird. Shane would be bothered by it.
I mean, even Jax admits he would be bothered by it.
Yeah, like I feel like being bothered by that is reasonable. If you're hanging out with a wealthy director in Hollywood who is a straight man, like your husband should be bothered by that.
And also when you use the realtor comment, like, wouldn't they not be hanging out at Chateau Marmont? Wouldn't they be hanging out at open houses and going to look at places for him to purchase?
Yeah.
Like we don't hang out at the, I mean, I've never hung out with my realtor by the pool.
No, like, no, in a bikini.
Yeah, Zillow. But you can see Luke Colorado in the jacuzzi, like with his Miller Lite, like the way I'm with my Canada Dry. And he's like,
yeah, I know. Okay. So how does Luke know this? Is this because Michelle told Kristen something a while ago? Is that your guess?
Yeah. My guess is that Kristen and Michelle and Luke have had a pretty close friendship prior to leading up to this. Mm-hmm. And they know all the dirty deeds.
Yeah. And Luke wants to say it so badly. He wants to, but he just can't.
But I think he's going to. I mean, I think we're pretending. I mean, because even in scene, he kind of looks at Jesse and he's like, so if something were to have happened, would you have gotten over it? And Jesse's absolutely not.
Right, right.
And then in the confessional, he was like pitting out.
Yeah. So you think Michelle's cheated? I mean, what else could it be?
I mean, I don't know if she's cheated or if she's just saying she's interested. I don't know if it's an emotional affair. I cannot speculate at this point, but I did see the scenes for next week where it seems as though we're about to find out more.
Right.
But do you think it's going to be Luke that spills it or?
I know he'll probably get Kristen to do it. Kristen will probably do it in some way.
And Kristen's such an empath. She's going to have to.
I know. That's right. Because she feels it deeply. So she's going to have to say something.
She can't hold on to it. She'll know it'll affect the energy in the room.
Exactly.
But
then everyone's going to get mad at her. She's always the messenger. I still do not understand why Michelle isn't upset with whoever said the original comment, Janet, about the whole, you know, well, I don't even remember what it was. She's a Republican or
whatever. She's a Republican and a racist, like all those things.
Like we never actually got to the point where she was upset at the actual person who said it. Like, I like how Janet just kind of, she just kind of gets by with everything.
Janet's able to kind of make everybody feel like they're her best friend. I mean, even on the podcast with Katie Maloney, didn't she say, I like Janet and Jesse? Yeah.
Yes, she did. And I was like, out of all those couples, that's who you go for first?
Well, first I had to Google who's Janet and Jesse. Who's Jesse? But then once I got through that part, then I was like, oh, okay. But I guess, I mean, it makes sense. They seem like a funny couple. They seem like a funny suited couple as well. But they seem to have a good...
Janet and Jason.
Oh, my God.
Janet and Jason.
Hold on. But didn't she say Janet? Oh, no. Jesse's the other dude. Sorry.
No, because then I asked her, what do you think of Jesse?
Oh, right. That's what it was. Okay. So Janet and Jason. Sorry.
Sorry.
But then Luke in his confessional says, I am holding a secret that could ruin everything. I'm like, I hate to break it to you, Luke. It's already been ruined.
Yeah. They're not the epitome of a happy, happy marriage. So.
But what was he implying when when Jesse goes, he'd tell his daughter that his mom f***ed everything up. It's the battle for who's the worst this episode. Like, why? Yeah. Is that really what you would say to your daughter?
I know. You know what? I was going to ask you what you thought about that comment, because Michelle makes all these comments about how Jesse's a good dad, but like, I don't see it. Is he a good dad?
Well, Jesse also said when Isabella is around Michelle, she's completely different. Isabella seems like a perfect, like she entertains herself. She's playing around. She doesn't seem to be. I don't know what happens in the dynamic when all four of them together, because I'm still stuck on the one bike ride I saw. The rest of the time they're apart.
You're going to ride the bike.
Get on the bike. We're filming.
Ride the bike.
But yeah, I all I was thinking was, I really hope that Jesse doesn't say this ever to his daughter.
Yeah.
When this does come out, because we know that it's out now. They are broken up.
I hope that wasn't the conversation he had with a 3-year-old. He sat her down and was like, look, your mom fucked everything up.
Do you need your passy to soothe? But I also, you know, kind of during this, I was wondering about how Luke and Kristen got together. And also how they got to the point of knowing this was all going to blow up. Like, how does this all happen? We know Luke and Kristen met at a wedding, blah, blah, blah. But how did this closeness start? Like, how did these people meet?
You mean because they're in two separate geographical locations and worlds? So how did they build a relationship where they're so close and so into each other?
Yes.
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, a lot of texting. I don't know. The thing is that kills me about their relationship is that they talk so much about having a baby, but they don't talk about the logistics of how that's going to work. I feel like they've made it clear that they're both going to live in two separate places, and he's not willing to move to LA and she's not willing to live in Colorado, but they just keep this conversation going about having a child. And I just keep thinking about, how is this going to work?
I also keep thinking they talk about sex a lot. And listen, I'm happy to talk about sex as much as the next person, but I also need to point out something. And this isn't, I'm not throwing shade, but like, she keeps saying you need to be with a 32-year-old. I'm like, you guys all look the same age. Just so we're clear. Like, it's not like we're looking at Schwartz's girlfriend at this point and we're like, whoa, like, and then I start to really question my own self. Like, that man is 10 years younger than me and 17 years younger than you.
Oh, thank you for pointing that out. I appreciate that.
I'm just saying.
You had that math ready to go. This was premeditated.
I don't know if I did the math right, but it sounded so good.
Right? That was the fastest math I've ever seen you do.
I've never done that in my life.
Yeah, but you knew exactly how much older I was. Thank you for that.
Oh, gosh. Well,
here's the thing. It's like,
but hold on, was I right?
I don't know. I can't even do math that fast. He's 32.
I went to
law school. I'm 48.
So what's the math?
16 years.
So I was off by one. Okay.
Yeah, you know, see, I don't even know.
All right. Then the girls are drinking wine and having game night, which I don't like this game where the Jenga game where they all write their questions. It's the same questions, like just it's the same as any housewife show where there's the card game you throw out or the never have I ever. Like,
oh my gosh, just wait till you watch.
I really, these questions give, like, just talk. Ask questions. Like, you and I can ask each other questions. Why does there always have to be a game involved? But Brittany,
I mean, the question did lead to Brittany's poop story. And I know how much you enjoy a good poop story.
I do enjoy a good poop story. But I have to say, at one point in time, Jax must have been very attracted and very in love with Brittany. Because if I asked Edwin to get in the ocean so I could shit next to him and walk away with my shit following, he would be like, go
the sea rays ate the poop. What are they called? Sea rays? What are they?
Sea rays, stingrays.
Oh, yes. Stingrays. The stingrays ate the poop.
Like, listen, I may not be the biggest environmentalist, but what did those stingrays do to deserve Meemaw's cheese all over them? Like, I just, and also I want to know, like, if I have been in a situation, I grew up on an island. So like, I've been in a situation where I've had to shit on a boat. Do you think I told anyone? No.
But that boat had no restroom, so she had to go walk out into the water and stop.
Clearly, no, any of the boats that I grew up riding around on with my friends didn't have, but we'd be on like a sand dune, and then you just go far away from everybody and they assume you're peeing. And if accidentally you had to poop and run, that's what it is. But please don't invite your significant other or tell the parents.
Well, no, the parents, they now know. But they didn't know at the time, apparently.
She said she didn't know if they knew at the time.
Yeah.
But if
they're
you
just pretending they didn't know.
But then Michelle saying she doesn't even. Michelle must like Jesse a little bit if she's not even willing to shit in the same hotel room that he's in. She's willing to go to the lobby.
I just want to know how it happens at home. Like, does she wait for him to not be there?
Well, what I do know is I didn't need the editors to show the flashback of Jack shitting on the toilet. I didn't need to see that either.
With the door open.
Yeah, didn't need it. Didn't need it. On the phone. Like, yeah. I know everybody shits
he's doing
on
cameos.
The phone. I give this shit a 5.5. Yeah. It's not full banana shit, yeah. But
he's like, hey, this is Jack, just doing my cameo while I take a shit.
Yeah. Then Brittany tells the girl she hasn't had sex in a month and a half and how Jax consistently puts her down, which the consistently putting down, she really does lift Jax up. I mean, she may shit on boats with Jax, but she really does lift him up and have his back. Even when he invited Kristen's ex to.
He did. She does take up for him and make excuses for him a lot. But clearly, she's not getting any reciprocation.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day, and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this.
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877- 0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Then they show Malibu the morning after. Janet says girls' night was a success. They all seem violently hungover. So like they can't even look, except for Michelle. She doesn't seem that hungover. She seems interested in having a, what are they called?
Oh, a Bloody Mary.
Probably because she was going to head to Chateau Marmont.
I know. I was just going to say that. She's just going to go to Chateau Marmont.
So she needed to get the party started. What kind of bag did Brittany puke in, do we think? Do we think it was the chip bag that they were eating chips the day before? Or like, why did it need to be left in the driveway? Isn't there a trash can out front?
I don't know why. I guess she didn't pull over. See, I would pull over and make her get out and puke. I wouldn't want her to puke right next to me into a bag while I'm driving.
Well, maybe it happened multiple times and they were driving and she was like, they didn't want to puke to splatter all over the back of the car. So they put the bag in. I don't know. I'm not a puker. Then we get back. Then we get from puke to hangovers to Nia talking to Danny. And just once again, I didn't expect to have such a real, honest, helpful conversation to appear on this show. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Nia, for being open and vulnerable and, you know, for not puking in your driveway.
Yeah. She's classy. She's a classy lady.
We appreciated it, Nia. And I'm glad the AC got fixed because the valley is hot. The valley is hot.
Especially it looks like it would be super hot in a condo with three little children and no AC. I would die.
Also, when Jesse was talking about how much he despised the valley, I'm like, Jesse, now that you're divorced or getting divorced, you may be living in the valley soon enough, my friend. So wouldn't be shit talking it that much.
Yeah, right?
We all think we're going to stay somewhere and then everybody ends up over here.
Yeah.
But then Jax talks to Brittany about her heavy drinking when she goes out.
Brittany doesn't want her and Jax's relationship to end up like Michelle and Jesse's, which this conversation is actually hard to watch because we know that they end up separated. And I felt like Brittany was like trying to be real enthusiastic about that's never going to happen to us. We're thick as thieves, right? Right?
We're best friends.
I am your ride or die. That's never going to happen to us. And I felt like she was really trying to like, you know, right, Jax? And he just...
Well, and then Jack's like, the D word doesn't exist in his family. They don't think it will ever happen to them. But then they start to talk about sex. But
he's tired.
Meanwhile, he's like,
I know.
I'm so busy.
He's like, I got a headache and I'm so tired. I have all these cameos to do.
Like, I probably have, what is it when like meat's undercooked? I have salmonella.
What do you think it is? Do you think he's not attracted to her anymore and he's just checked out? Is that because that's what I get from it?
I think that oftentimes, whether people want to admit it or not, there are times in your relationship where it may pivot in the attraction level. Mm-hmm. In order to get yourself back on track, you have to like make the effort to have sex. If you mm-hmm. don't and too much time passes, you just stop having sex. So right. whether it means that he's attracted to her or not, or whether it means that they've just gotten out of habit of making an effort to be together in any sort mm-hmm. of intimate way. I mean, I have friends that have gone years because now it's so uncomfortable for one of them to make a move. And I can say after I had my son Cruz, Edwin and I went for a while without. And then it got to the point where I started feeling insecure and started feeling like Edwin wasn't attracted to me. And we went through that was our roughest time in our marriage. So if you don't talk about it and you don't work through it, mm-hmm. You can't just pretend it's going to get better on its own.
Yeah, I guess my takeaway from that conversation was that Brittany was committed to talking about it and making it better, but I don't feel like he was fully invested in the conversation or making it better. Like, he doesn't seem interested to me.
And I hate to even ask this, but I just need to know your thoughts. Do you think this means he's having sex with somebody else, or he's just taken that, like, I'm not having sex with it. Like, because I'm not having sex with my wife, I'm just out of sight, out of mind, I'm not having sex.
I don't know. I can only compare it to my relationship with Shane. And Shane, we've been together 15 years and he always wants to have sex. There's never a time period when he doesn't. Even when I was at my heaviest or when I gained 40 pounds, he still was attracted to me and he still wanted to have sex all the time. So to me, based upon my experience, when a man is in a committed relationship, but it goes a long period of time without having sex, that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
Unless he's getting it somewhere else.
Yeah. Or unless you're struggling and you have to work through something. But no, I mean, there are times like I'm very attracted to Edwin. Like I love him. He's my best friend. He doesn't exist in this. But like,
are you thick as thieves?
We're thick as thieves. But like he was going out of town and it was like late and Edwin started and I was like, babe. And he was like, please. And I was like, okay. Like I gave in. It wasn't like on the top priority list for me. I had already done all my nighttime activities and I was ready for night. But I still was like, okay. Like he is going out of town. Like you make allowances for maybe the moment. And then I'll joke about it. I'll be like, I took one for the team there just for the record.
I'm sure he appreciates hearing that.
He was like, you did. And I appreciate it. Thank you. But like, you should be able to laugh and have real conversation, not just, well, if you want it to last more than 2 seconds, we have to do butt stuff. I think is what you said.
Yes.
I'm sure she was like, yay.
I don't know. Maybe she was. Maybe she was like, I'll take whatever I can get.
Do you think
they had sex though?
No.
So you think they just did that scene and they were like, ha, yeah, let's go. Let's do some butt stuff. And then they were like, end scene. All right, you go back to the couch. I'm going to go upstairs and watch Netflix.
I don't even know that they've had sex since that scene.
Probably not.
Like, I just don't think that conversation, because she was also laughing about it, because you could tell she's feeling bad about it. She's laughing about it. He's making excuses on how tired he is from running a bar and apparently leaf blowing his backyard. Like, I just didn't feel that connection. And there was no touching. Normally, when you're about to have sex, there is some sort of like physical intimacy of any kind, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What about the Jesse has now cried. We have now seen Jesse shed a tear.
Do you feel like he just like reached over and grabbed an onion and then cried?
You think he like took his Starbucks cup and jiggled it on his side?
Yeah.
I don't know. I actually think in that moment, maybe because he's so obsessed with himself, the idea that somebody else isn't obsessed with him is heartbreaking.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'll go with that.
But I do think he says he knows he wants to make it work. And then completely deadpan, she's like, I can't really make any promises on my end.
Yeah. No emotion.
No emotion. He's crying. And then coming up next week, we see Michelle's secrets are going to be aired to the entire group.
Yay.
But also, do we think that some of these issues between Michelle and Jesse have to do with just the way he acts in general? Or do you think there has been, do you think this Michelle secrets being aired, do you think this is the first there's been secrets, or do you think their entire relationship has been secrets, but just getting the vibe off the two of them?
I don't know. I mean, she has so little emotion. It's hard for me to read her. Like, I don't know if she went into this marriage very calculated, knowing it wouldn't work out, or if she actually was committed and had some emotions at some point, and now she's just she met the guy at the Chateau Marmont. I don't know.
I have
no idea. I also wonder, how do you come onto a reality show knowing that people know secrets about you that you're on a show with, unless you're okay with it coming out?
When that person is Kristen.
Right. Like, you know that's going to come up.
Like, I mean, there are certain people in my life that I feel like would hold a secret for me. I'm not sure that person would necessarily be Kristen. Like, when you just see historically throughout all the years of it, do I like watching Kristen? Yes. Have I been around her and she's a lot of fun? Yes. Has she always been nice to me? Yes.
Would you tell her your deepest, darkest secrets?
and then go on a television show with her?
No.
No. I don't know. So,
okay, well, so here's my question. Do you think because Michelle is on a reality show, she knows that the people on the show with her know the secret about her? Do you think she's making the relationship look worse so it looks reasonable that she had an affair, possibly, allegedly?
She would be very, if that is the case, she's very smart.
But she seems smart.
But Jesse does a pretty good job of making himself look like an asshole without Michelle needing to do that.
Yeah, he doesn't really need help in that area.
Well, I have a question for you then.
Yeah.
Just a hypothetical question. If I were to share with you my deepest, darkest secrets, because we talk all the time on the pod, if I were to share with you and then next year I was on Real Housewives of Orange County, would you tell them?
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
So don't tell me shit.
All right, guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Popping Off. Make sure you tune in later tonight because we will be dropping another episode with Katie from Vanderpump Rules, and it's juicy.
Juicy.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.